Welcome to the Pit Cop Podcast. Today we're doing a deep dive into something that, well, I think a lot of businesses still see as optional, credit card acceptance. For years, it was this feature you could kind of get around if you didn't want the fees. But the data now, it suggests it's not optional at all. It's actually a fundamental lever for growth.
It really is. It's not just about keeping up anymore. We're talking about understanding the psychology of spending. And the insights we're getting into today, they're drawn right from research published by Pitcott.
Right. Their article, Unlocking Sales Potential with Credit Card Acceptance.
That's the one. It's incredibly thorough.
So our mission for you is pretty straightforward. We want to show you the actual quantifiable difference that taking cards can make to your sales. And trust me, the numbers are pretty shocking.
They are.
But maybe more importantly, we are going to tackle that one big roadblock, that myth that keeps so many businesses cash only.
The idea that the fees are just too high.
Exactly. We're going to bust that myth wide open.
Yeah, we're going to look beyond just the percentage and, you know, see the total picture. That's where it gets really interesting, connecting customer behavior to the bottom line.
Let's start right at the checkout counter, because accepting cards, it just completely changes the customer experience.
It really does.
The analysis we're looking at shows it takes the sale from a moment of real financial thought to something. Well, something effortless.
That's the key word right there. Effortless. When a customer has to count out bills or dig for change, you've introduced friction.
And friction is the enemy of a good sale.
It's the enemy of impulse buys, of high-value purchases. You let them swipe or tap, and that hesitation just vanishes.
And the data shows exactly what that lack of friction is worth. This is the big aha moment from the Pitcott analysis. Accepting cards literally opens a bigger sales door.
The difference in the average transaction size is just...
it's massive.
Let's get to the number.
Okay, let's do it.
Right.
So the data shows that the average transaction size when someone uses a card is right around $40.
$40. Oh. Now, compare that to the average cash transaction. It's hovering near $9.
Wait, 9 versus 40.
9 versus 40.
That's more than a fourfold difference. That's not a small increase. That's a complete shift in how much each customer is worth. But why? What is it? Why are we so hesitant to pull out a $20 bill but fine swiping for double that?
It all boils down to psychology, financial psychology. When you pay with physical cash, you feel that loss right away. It's tangible.
You're handing something over.
Exactly. With a card, the transaction is abstract. The money isn't physically leaving your hand, so the, you know, the pain of payment is delayed. It comes later with the statement.
That mental distance.
That's what makes people so much less resistant to adding those little extras, and those extras are what really boost your revenue.
And those extras are usually where the real profit margin is, right?
Yeah.
The example Pitcott used was a family at a restaurant.
Yes.
If they have 15 bucks in cash, they're probably sticking to just the main courses, maybe waters.
Yeah.
But if they pull out a card...
suddenly it's, why not? You know, let's get an appetizer. The kids want sodas. Maybe you share a dessert.
And all those little things pile up fast.
They pile up into real revenue. That $40 order easily becomes a $65 order. And you didn't have to find a new customer to do it. You just made it easier for the one you already have to spend more.
It also speaks to what people just expect now. Customers expect to have options. Plastic, digital wallets, tapping their phone. Sure. What does a cash-only sign even say to someone today?
Well, that's the harsh part. It's not charming anymore. It's a signal that the business is, frankly, behind the times. We've all done it. You get to the front of the line, realize you can't pay, and you just walk out.
And you go to their competitor right next door.
You're losing that customer's entire lifetime value just to avoid a small processing fee. It just doesn't add up.
Okay, so that brings us right to the main point of conflict for so many business owners. The cost myth.
The fear of the fees.
Everyone sees them as this just immediate drain on profit.
And it's an understandable fear. But the data on this is so counterintuitive. The research shows that handling physical cash can actually cost you more than taking cards.
Hold on. That's going to sound like crazy talk to a lot of people. How can free paper money be more expensive than something that charges you a percentage on every single sale?
I know, it sounds backwards, but you have to look at the hidden costs. The total operational cost of cash.
You mean things like counting it all?
Exactly. Staff time spent counting tills. The labor and the risk of taking that cash to the bank. Secure storage like safes. And of course, the potential for loss from simple mistakes or even theft.
And when you add up all those hidden costs, what's the number?
The research shows that those hidden costs of just managing cash can add up to nearly 5% of your revenue.
5%.
Now let's put that against the average processing fee for credit cards, which sits at around 2.7%.
Wow. Okay, so the math just completely flips the script. You might be losing 5% just to manage money you already have, versus paying about 2.7% to easily get a sale that's already four times bigger on average.
Precisely. You're trading all these hidden, risky, labor-intensive costs for one transparent fee that brings in bigger, safer sales.
And this has to be even more important when we start talking about the digital world. I mean, if you're not selling online today, you're missing out on a huge slice of the pie.
A massive slice. And online shoppers basically live with their credit card in hand.
Right.
And for the digital space, you need specialized systems. The Pitcott report really highlights three things you can't skip: robust fraud protection, top-notch security, and this is critical, super easy checkout flows.
Oh, we have all been there. Yeah. You fill up your cart, you go to pay, and it's this clunky form with 15 fields to fill out.
It's an instant I'm out of here moment.
Instant cart abandonment. The customer was ready to give you their money, and your own system stopped them.
Friction is fatal, in person or online. That one-click secure purchase is the foundation of any successful e-commerce store.
We are diving deep into Pitcott's insights today. To explore more of the amazing resources they offer, be sure to visit www.pitcott.com. So we've established that cards lead to bigger sales and, surprisingly, can have lower overall costs than cash. Let's get into the how. For a business owner who's ready to make this move, what's step one?
The first technical step is you need to get a merchant account.
A merchant account?
Yep. Think of it as the official financial gateway. It's the special account that handles all the complex stuff, moving the funds from the customer's bank through the Visa or MasterCard network, and finally, safely into your business's bank account.
And what's that process like? Is it a huge hassle?
It's a defined process, but it's not overly complicated for a legitimate business. First, you pick a provider. That could be your bank or a third-party service. Then you get the tech.
Like a point-of-sale system.
A POS system for a shop or a payment gateway for your website. Then comes the vetting process.
So they check you out.
Of course. They have to. They'll look at your business history, your financials, the risk level of your industry. It's all about due diligence to keep the network secure. But honestly, if you're running a solid business, you'll clear those hurdles.
Any insider tips on making that go smoother?
The analysis offers a really good one. Start with your current bank. If you already have a good relationship there, they know your financial history. It can often fast-track the whole approval process.
Okay, let's talk about the investment. We're framing this as the key that unlocks more sales. So what should a business budget for this setup?
You're really looking at two things: the initial startup costs and then the ongoing fees. The startup costs for the account itself and the basic hardware usually land somewhere between $190 and $300.
So a few hundred dollars. That's the one-time price to open that door.
Exactly. And then you have the ongoing fee we talked about.
The 2-ish percent figure.
Typically, yeah, around 2% per sale. But the key thing to remember is you only pay that fee when you make a sale. The fee on revenue you're bringing in, which is so much better than paying those hidden cash handling costs on every single dollar, big or small.
But is that 2% set in stone? Or can a growing business do better?
That's the great part. The more you sell, the more power you have. High transaction volume gives you real bargaining power.
So you can negotiate.
Absolutely. Providers want high volume clients. The more you process, the more leverage you have to get them to lower that rate. You're basically rewarded for your own success with lower costs. It becomes the self-fueling engine for growth.
That completely reframes it. It's an investment that pays you back immediately with bigger sales and then pays you back again later with lower costs as you grow. So to bring this all together, the bottom line from the Pitcott article seems, well, undeniable. Accepting credit cards just makes a business stronger.
The facts really are indisputable. You get higher revenue, bigger ticket sizes, lower hidden operational costs than cash, and you give customers the flexibility they demand. It's really the blueprint for how to thrive today.
The world is just moving more and more toward digital cashless transactions. The report calls card payments a passport to modern commerce.
It's a great analogy. If you don't have that passport, you're willingly locking yourself out of the biggest, most profitable parts of the market.
It's a powerful idea.
So maybe we can leave you with this final thought. Yes, making this change takes some initial effort, but just imagine where your business could be in a year. What would your sales volume look like if you opened that door and started getting that $40 average sale today instead of the $9 one? That's the real scale of this decision.
The information we covered today is based on bestseller ebooks available on the Pitcot Store. To download these resources and deepen your knowledge, visit www.pitcot.com/derbooks. And to find all of Pitcot's resources, visit www.pitcot.com.
If you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button if you love our show. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too.
Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.